I think that, no, it don't matter in 2020, but if you a hoe, you's a hoe. But here's, let's break that down. What is that? You know what I'm saying? What is a hoe? In my opinion, it ain't got nothing to do with your body count. Everybody done had sex, and if you got kids, you had sex. If you, you know what I mean? If you had sex, you had sex. I think being a hoe is more in the way that you carry yourself. How you, you know what I mean? It might be how available you are, you know what I'm saying? But I really think it's like how you act more than it is, you know, the time period it takes to have sex or how many people you have sex with. It's really like a behavior, like hoish behavior. You know what I'm saying? Because I can, you know, I can call myself a blacksmith, but if I don't do the stuff that blacksmiths do, I'm not a blacksmith, you know what I'm saying? But we know hoes. Everybody know what a hoe is. But I don't think you can call somebody a hoe because they had a lot of sexual partners. That's their motherfucking business. But if you see somebody out in public, yeah, if you see somebody out in public and they acting like a hoe, you know what a hoe act like. I don't really know how to describe it. It's like a feeling. Like, damn, she acting like a hoe. That's what come to your mind. Like, whether you want to be judgmental or not, all that PC culture bullshit, we both know what's going on. But I do think that women get the short end of the stick when it comes to the labeling. You know what I'm saying? Because you call a dude a hoe and they might giggle, think it's a badge of honor. But you call a female a hoe, they get offended. You know what I'm saying? And rightly so. But she's been acting like a hoe. You know, I don't know what else to say about it. But we about to, that's my take on that. Probably express a little bit more. We're about to try to figure this shit out one more time so we can get this recorded because we need this on the fucking internet, on the tube, so y'all can listen to it if y'all can't see it. Give us 2 seconds. We're going to be right back. Fuck all y'all hooligans.
What is a hoe? A hoe is a lot of things. A hoe is a lifestyle. A hoe is an adjective. A hoe is a verb. Hoe is a noun. Hoe is a lot of things. I feel like, ultimately, it's not necessarily, like, someone who's, like, very promiscuous. Like, someone who's promiscuous does not necessarily have to be, like, falling into, like, hoe definition. I feel like hoe is a matter of how you carry yourself. I feel like, for one, because I give hoe 2 definitions. For one, like, I call weak-ass niggas hoes. Like, that's, you pussy, you're a hoe. Bitch nigga, stitch nigga, hoe nigga, bitch nigga, that type of shit. But otherwise, I feel like a hoe is someone who doesn't necessarily, like, carry her. Hoe is life. No, a hoe is someone who doesn't necessarily, like, carry herself in a certain way. Like, and it doesn't even have to say her, because I feel like niggas can be hoes. I feel like if you don't necessarily have to, like, fuck a lot of people, but if you, like, carry yourself in, like, a sleazy manner, then maybe you can be considered a hoe. And then the other part of that question, that shit was twofold, but we are gonna have to, like, actually dive into the podcast itself to, like, talk about that shit, which means we're gonna have to, like, find another way to record this after this so we can both talk about it. But I feel like someone being a hoe, like, how much does that shit matter? Like, does that, like, that shit, I feel like that shit matters, like, per individual. Like, if you don't want to be with someone that's a hoe, like, that's okay. Like, but then it's like, what is the definition of a hoe? That shit doesn't have a universal definition. Like, earlier today, one of my homies had posed a question. He was like, so, if someone was, like, a whore when they were 15 to 21, and then they're 28, they just stop, like, does that just go away? And then that's what begged this question. That's what provoked this question in my mind. Like, what the fuck does that even mean? Like, what the fuck is a whore at that age versus, what the fuck is a whore at 21 versus a hoe at 28? Like, what, there's a difference between those things? Like, what, I feel like we all call things hoes and we don't all know what hoe means, and that's why it's probably overused in our culture. Or hoe doesn't matter. Like, what if someone's, it's like what I say about someone being ugly. Like, people be ugly, yeah. People very well be ugly, but, like, does that shit matter? Like, no. Not really. Like, someone be... I don't know. I'm gonna get into a rant here if I don't, like, cut this off. Because this wasn't supposed to be a rant. This was supposed to be, like, a little promo. Little commercial size segment, since we can't do a full fucking video. Because Facebook hates us. It doesn't want us to progress. Facebook fucking down with the Black Man's Podcast. They don't want us to fucking... Alright, I'm sorry. I need the Snickers. Okay. So, yeah. We're gonna cut this. I'm gonna try to find another way that we can actually record a full segment. And hopefully you guys are, like, down to tune in to the actual segment. Again. Yeah. So we're gonna try this one more time. Sanji's gonna try to go live again, and we're gonna try to do this shit one more time. And if that doesn't work, then I got another idea. So...
NFL right now, that we know the only reason that Kaepernick ain't got no job is because he was on some certified black shit. He stood up for, you know what I'm saying, what what he believed in. No, Cuddy, it won't let, yeah, it's fucking around. It's fucking around. Hold on, I'm gonna see what's up. If it puts you in the viewer, just stay watching this joint. But no, he stood up on some black shit, and they drug it out, you know what I'm saying? But so to everybody, we just gonna pretend like y'all not blackballing him because he was like, hey, stop killing my guys for no reason. That's just stupid, and who's stupid, you know what I'm saying? It's a bunch of stupid people, but the majority of us are not stupid. We understand that y'all only did that because he was on some black shit. Whatever. But, the same token, you know, cuz just need to go ahead and be an activist or something. Like, you know, they ain't fucking with you, my guy, but I understand you want to play football. Hell, go to Canada or something. You don't really leave that deep. But, at this point, you know, you kind of want your cake and eat it too. It ain't that time no more. But, keep pushing. I guess you want to go work out with some teams today. And, they tried to get him to sign his waiver, saying that they had creative control over all the footage that they showed. So, like, he wouldn't have no control over what they aired on television for his workout. So he was like, oh, you know, sent me this contract or this waiver like 5 days ago, and then I could have signed it. But y'all want to wait till I get here to have me sign this waiver so that y'all can control the narrative. And, you know what I mean, y'all can push it like, oh, y'all not letting me leave, I suck or something. Which I don't think he sucked, but I think he's better than 80% of the fucking quarterbacks in the league right now. So let's call a spade a spade. You know what I'm saying? But, I don't know what's going on. Why can't I bring my friend into the mix again? Oh shit, it just got bright on your boy. Hold on. Bam. 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 Oh, that's dope. Yeah, I'm like a candy store. Who knew? Who knew? That's some fucking effects to this joint. What's going on here? Give me some dope ones. What's this? Fireworks? What's this? I never played with this. What's going on here? Oh, that's hella retarded. I don't want to see that shit. That's stupid. We'll get that baby shark. Baby shark.